YLO.
Welcome back to YLO's Party Line, BoonTownyDailyNews.com. One of our fine sponsors, along with TC Trailers, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, Encompass Credit Union, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Virk's Fine Jewelry, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin Keith. I got Melissa Miller joining me here in the northeastern part of Clinton County. And on the telephone, we've got Stephen Deckard, nice enough to join us this morning. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. I guess we'll start things off with how does the snow and things like this affect ambulance service, and what do you guys do to kind of prepare for this and look ahead when we have something coming in, Stephen?
You know, operations in terms of staffing and everything, it continues as is. And, you know, today we've got all four ambulances staffed with paramedics and EMTs. So we're available on all four, at all three locations, excuse me. You know, we just kind of expect our crews to respond a little bit more slowly. You know, what we always say is we can't do any good if we don't get to the scene.
Right.
And so we slow down, we take our time with everything, and just make sure that we can get there safely to best assist people. And, you know, it's kind of frustrating because, you know, in these emergencies, seconds count, minutes count. And, but, you know, we have to get there, and it's just best if we all slow down and don't get hurt.
Yeah, that's good for all of us to remember. Oftentimes we still try to get to work on time and we don't leave early or something like that, you know, and that's when accidents can certainly happen for sure. So it's like anything else.
Absolutely.
So what's been going on the last month or so? What do we need to know about EMS?
Well, I think every month's a busy month. I don't know if there will ever be a easy month, this last month we got our IV pumps ordered, so each of our ambulances will have two IV pumps. And this really separates us from EMS agencies throughout the state and probably arguably the nation. These pumps are going to enable us to give precise doses and really optimize our pre-hospital care as well as our care in facility transfer settings.
That's got to be something that not every ambulance would have in America.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Is what's the advantage of like an IV pump as opposed to a regular IV?
So with the IV pump, what we utilize it for is to administer medications at a specific rate, a specific dose. And so, like, if we're trying to just give somebody fluids, we don't need an IV pump because we can just administer the fluids, kind of keep an eye on them, and, you know, set a target rate without too much concern. But when we're giving, like, really potent vasoconstrictors like norepinephrine and epinephrine, it's really, really important that not only do we give the specific dose that we want, we also know that the medication is always infusing. And so with the equipment that we, you know, had previously, when we're giving these medications, we're doing our best to count every single drop out of the bag into a drip chamber to make sure that we hit our target dose. And as we're bumping down the road, that's really inconsistent, and it's really hard to do. And it's close enough that it's considered safe, but it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're striving for here. And then also the nice thing with the IV pumps is it will alarm and let you know when your line is occluded, your IV is occluded, and the medication's not infusing.
Hmm.
And so we'll know, you know, right away the moment our medications stop infusing because there's a kink or a patient bends their arm or something along those lines, versus with the current system, we don't have an alarm. So unless we can stare at the drip chamber the whole time, it's impossible for us to know that it's constantly infusing. Whereas the IV pumps will always know. And, it's really tough with, like, patients that are super dependent on the blood pressure support from, like, norepinephrine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got a really short half-life. So even if it's just somebody bends their arm for a minute and it stops that flow, their blood pressure might go from really adequate to really, really poor very quickly. because they have such a short half-life. So it's super important that we're able to catch those, you know, kinks and things right away.
Wow. Well, you know, you think about with ambulance services and EMS about details and getting it right and having every tool at your disposal to get it right. I guess that's just great technology that continues to develop.
Absolutely, yes. And I think what's nice is that as the pre-hospital guidelines and protocols become more and more aggressive and geared towards hospital-based practices, we'll see more and more of this equipment that hospitals are utilizing get rolled out to EMS agencies at probably, I hope, a more affordable rate. You know, because like the IV pumps that we have are the fifth of the price of what they are at the hospital. And then, you know, there's all these other nuances with the hospital-based IV pumps that they have to continuously purchase. Whereas for us, it's a one-time purchase and removing Fulton.
Yeah, that's good. Melissa, I know you were thinking about something over there.
I just know that with this weather coming in, that it does make it hard for guys to get around, and especially with EMS, when you get out into the community. Have you guys had much problem with getting out into the rural areas?
Yeah, the country, that's a good question.
Have you got those quick connections to be able to maybe have a county highway truck meet you at an intersection and take you in? I mean, I know that's some of the things that we used to have to do.
Yeah, so far today, so far so good. We haven't had any issues yet. But the county highway department and the city street department, they are phenomenal in making sure that we can get from where we need to go and get to the house or the intersections that we need to get to, and make sure that we can get to the patients. And, you know, I'll say this year we haven't had any issues. I remember the big snowstorm we had last year. There were these huge drifts, and you couldn't even see the road. And thankfully, you know, we were able to call for the county highway department right away, and they were able to coordinate. I think we had a plow truck within 5 minutes of our request. So, you know, it's super
advantageous. That's hard to beat.
And I think, oh, yeah. I think that we've got a great system established and a great support network to make sure that we can get to the patient.
Well, that's very good. We're just starting 2023 as well, and this will be your first full official year. What month will it be that you'll be here for a year, Stephen?
May,
okay.
May,
gosh,
will be my 1 year mark.
My gosh, that seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
I'm gonna be honest,
maybe
it seems like 5 years ago, but
I get that too.
I think the gray hairs popping up would agree with that.
That's part of it. That's part of the experience there. Well, before we let you go, is there anything you want us to know about what you're doing and what your staff's doing and how you guys continually try to educate yourself and keep yourselves up to date with what you need to know for taking care of us?
You know, I think I'll just say, you know, we're in a great position, and I really believe in the team that we have today and kind of the standards that we have in place and what we're looking to in the future. I think we're in a really good position today, and I think we've implemented all the changes that needed to be made to make this the most efficient system, and you know, we'll continue to hone those in to make sure we're doing our best for the community. But I think we're in a really good position today.
Sometimes when we don't hear about an entity or something, that means that they're doing something really well and that their oversight doesn't have to talk about them much and stuff. And I hear nothing but good things about what you guys are doing and what you're trying to do from people out and about in the community. So keep up that good work, Stephen.
Well, thank you. We will continue to try.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next time around, and if you ever need to give us a call beforehand, you know you can do that anytime.
Okay, thank you. Just tell everybody to stay home today.
Okay, we'll do that, certainly. We've been doing that since 5 o'clock this morning. Been trying to keep people home. All right. Have a good rest of the week then, Stephen. Thanks for your time.
You guys, too. Be safe today.
All right, you too. Thank you very much. We'll take a quick break and come right back. We'll have about 6 minutes left in the Party Line program coming up next here on WILO.
Unless you've been living in a cocoon, you know that precious metal markets are booming. Whether you're cashing in on the recent gains or looking to hedge against a tough economy in the future, Virk's Fine Jewelry are the precious metals professionals. We've been serving the Lafayette community since 1946, and we understand the markets. Gold, silver, and platinum. Coins, bars, bags of 90% silver, gold and silver eagles. No one is more qualified than Virk's to help you maximize your dollars in today's markets. When it comes to coins, we're the area's only PCGS and NGC authorized dealers, so you know you're dealing with professionals. Whether you're a collector of fine and rare coins or adding to your portfolio with bullion products, Virk's is the area experts with inventory you need. No transaction is too large or too small. You will always receive the highest level of service at Virk's Fine Jewelry, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette.
Hi, Kevin Keith here, Casper Media, Director of Operations. I would like to introduce to you the strong search bars at HoosierlandTV.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Why don't you give it a workout? The strong search bar at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and HoosierlandTV.com. News, sports, weather, a specific story. Our search bar gets stronger with every story. Check it out. See what you can find for an even stronger online experience at HoosierlandTV.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Indiana High School sports, there's nothing quite like it. The lights, the athletes, the crowd, the families, and Inside the Huddle on WILO. Hi, I'm Jamie Blacker. Join Don Stock and myself each Saturday morning for Inside the Huddle between 9 and 10 a.m. It's brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We talk local, whether it's local football, basketball, baseball, or maybe even Clinton County auto racing. Inside the Huddle each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. On your sports leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Big deals. Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When you need to know.
It's the number one priority of our governor. It's certainly number one priority of the Indiana Chamber, the Indiana Manufacturers Association, and just about every large employer.
The news team you've come to depend on.
A huge project. It would be the largest investment in Clinton County history, close to $500 million we've been working on since April. Hopefully we're getting closer to landing that.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's important because obviously once they pass there, unless they need to go deliver between MASH and Hope, if they are trying to get through town, we need the truck turned northbound.
Keeping you connected to our community.
We're looking at a phase one cleanup, basically cleaning it from an aesthetics perspective and not necessarily the deep environmental clean. That will happen, but that's probably not going to happen in the first phase.
When you need to know, we are WILO.
Do you want to connect your business with consumers at all times? Advertise on WILO Radio. Connect with your consumers in the car, at a grocery store, at the office. If your business is interested in results-driven digital display marketing, we can help. WILO and Casper Media specializes in all things media marketing. Casper Media's digital platforms include ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, HoosierlandTV.com, and all of our radio properties. Casper Media and WILO offers full-service marketing, offering a variety of services that will promote all aspects of your business. We are growing in 2023, so why don't you and your business come along for the ride. Find out more about how we can build your business online and help you attract even more customers on a daily basis. To talk more about how to advertise on the radio, give us a call at 765-659-3338.
Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders.
Hi, join me, Dan Sweeney, and WILO good guy Kevin Keith for a special edition of Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders. Fun starts Thursday, February 2nd at noon. You could win a One Hit Wonder t-shirt. Don't miss out.
Hi, Kevin Keith here. Dan and I will be doing a one-hit wonder show live on Thursday, February 2nd, starting at noon. We will focus on one-hit wonders from Indiana and Chicago at noon Thursday, February 2nd, here on WILO.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO, and thank you, Kevin, for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to the Party Line program. Here we are on a Wednesday. I want to thank our sponsors, who include BooneCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Rent Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals and Compass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, Virk's Fine Jewelry, and Clinton County Daily News. .com, your free local online newspaper. Time for a quick phone call. We've got Kim here. Good morning, Kim.
Oh, hi to both.
Hey.
What do you think of the papers that being found at Mike Pence's house here in Indy?
I'm just hoping they don't find any at my house. Everybody's got these classified documents, don't they?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not running the government. Do you, Kevin?
No. No, but I mean, we got an ex-president, well, ex-vice president, current president. Who else is next?
That's right.
Gosh.
Now, will the Republicans, will they change their tune,
well,
or are they just
and
like
let's
politics?
Remember that...
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, Melissa.
You know, let's remember that the ones that Biden had at his house were ones from his vice presidency. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
same deal with Pence. I think, and their office staff are the ones who pack stuff up.
Yeah.
So who are these whistleblowers?
So, you know.
Yeah, why did they just think to look, you know?
Well, no. Now stop and think.
Uh-huh.
Biden asked.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Biden asked for them to check.
Yes, he did.
You know, okay. And so did Mike Pence. After after they found the ones that Biden had, Mike Pence said, I think maybe we need to be checking my stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's good. Yes.
Yeah, that is good.
So how many presidential, you know, how many presidential teams do we need to go back and check?
that's a good question.
That's
no
right.
Telling.
You know.
What all's out there? Gosh. They could have plans for the next nuclear war or something. I don't know.
And the sad part of this is, you know, all these our enemies and these spies, they know all of this stuff. We're just hearing this now.
Yeah, probably. Probably. And they probably got copies of some of that
stuff,
too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I just wanted to chime in. So.
Yeah, but
yeah, that classified documents.
I think there's a definite difference between, you know, a dozen files to 150 to 200 files, you know, 15
definitely.
Boxes full. Yeah. There's a little difference there.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I don't agree with it. Uh-huh. I think their staff should have done a better job of making sure they knew what they were packing up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know, doesn't quite pass the smell test.
Absolutely. There's those mementos, and then there's, you know, classified.
yeah, you can't, exactly. You take a coffee cup or something.
Yeah,
right?
that's different. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, stay warm, you guys.
You too, Kim. Be safe out there. Appreciate that. All right, Melissa, you have a great rest of the day, and hope you stay safe out there as well.
Yeah, we'll be getting out here in just a little bit. But,
okay.
I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to go out and do a virtual snowman with the kids, but I'm going to be up there later this afternoon, so we may just do that then.
You do it you make a real snowman then, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Wait till you can do it.
We FaceTime too, so.
Okay, yeah. Wait till you can do it in person. That'd be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Take a picture for me, all right? I get bored here by myself.
will.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow and hear you later on tonight. Let's thank our sponsors, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Encompass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, Virch Fine Jewelry, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and make sure you keep it here on WILO throughout the day as we'll keep you updated as we get more information from city and county officials and anything else we need to pass along your way. We'll certainly do that. And we'll be putting those updates at Clinton County Daily News and BoonCountyDailyNews.com as well. We'll see you tomorrow for the What Will It Be Thursday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day and stay warm from WILO.